Blog Talk Radio.
What you're hearing in the background is the national anthem for the Hinkley tribes. The age of freedom and strength.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know. And I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life. He did just save me once for Christ.
The first time was up on the cross.
That song is on it. We have a whole CD out there, you know. This one's called Jesus is Mine. So we're going to do, man, I'm going to give you the format for the show. And then we're going to get into what we're supposed to be talking about. Okay, I just want to give you a little couple of ideas of what's going on the CD. Okay, so if you haven't heard the CD, it's on, you go to Amazon, pick up a copy. You go to YouTube and listen to it if you want, okay? Now, this show today is focused on what love has to do with it. It's pretty interesting. We talk about love. Most of us don't know what love is, don't have a clue. So that's going to be the main topic for today, love. And what we're going to get into as we're talking about love, we're going to talk about some other things too, because, you know, our show is dedicated to politics, health, economics, and religion. I like to talk about religion. I don't debate religion with anybody, but I'd like to hear other people's opinions on the subject. And once every Sunday, we're going to read one passage from the Bible. This is what's written in red, coming from Jesus, or Yahshua ben Pedera. That was his full name. And what they said, he said. We know he didn't write nothing in the book, but they took notes and later wrote down what he said, okay? Now, we're only going to read, when we read the passages, we're only going to read what's in red. Because trying to listen to Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, I know a lot of you are going to beat me up on this one, but listen to Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, that's like having a 10-year-old trying to explain what a 50-year-old is talking about. It's just not going to happen, you know? So we're not going to read their explanations of what they thought Jesus said. We're going to just listen, just read what Jesus said, and then we'll get an interpretation from that. And you can think about it or however you want to do it, you know? And give us your opinion on it if you want. You know, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. For those who are interested in calling in, now we won't use your name when you call in. We'll just use your last four digits of your phone number. Now I'm having a problem already because I can't see all of the call-in numbers as those that are calling in. So when you do press 1, it might take me a couple of seconds to get to you, okay? But don't worry about it. We will get to you, okay? Now, the reason why I say what's love got to do with it, because a lot of us, we don't really know what love means, so we don't get into it, and it's kind of tricky because we have two cultures. One is a dog-eat-dog culture, and one is a read-what-you-sow culture. Now, under the read what you sow culture, you know that everything that you put out is going to come back, right? And under that culture, you pay people back for the things, for the good things that they do to you. All right. Oh boy. So one of my laptops is screwing over here. I don't know what's going on, but so you pay people back for the things that they do to you and do for you. You know. So in the reward, you're so culture. You don't want to do anybody wrong, because if they're not into the spiritual aspect, then they're going to make you pay for what you did personally. And a lot of us that are in the spiritual aspect, we won't make you pay for what you did spiritually. We turn over to source. And the universe is set up so that you do pay for what you do, you know. It might take a little time, but it will come back to you, you know. And that's where we're at now. That's where we're living at. I don't know exactly what's going on here, but... I got the thing set up so that those that do call in, I can get to you quicker because of the push, next, like that. Okay. All right. So here we are. Now, what I like to do, I like to start off with, now we're going to read, here's what we're going to do every Sunday, all right? We're going to read one passage from the book, okay? And we're going to start off with that passage for the book. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the Bible, because still, once you get into this book, you can be here all day. So we're just going to read one passage, and those who want to give their explanation of what that passage means, you can. But don't call in and think I'm going to debate the book with you, because I don't debate the Bible, because everybody's conscious understanding is different. So where you consciously understand it, it might be your understanding, which is okay, and what I consciously understand is different. So if we can allow each other to explain what our understanding of it is, then that will make a pretty big difference. It'll make a whole lot of difference, you know. So the passage for today is Matthew 3:15. Suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. Not a whole lot of thoughts on that, but I'm giving you my thoughts on that. My thoughts on that is, what are you doing now? Not next week, not tomorrow. What are you doing now to fulfill your righteousness as a righteous person? Are you being righteous right now? Okay? And that's where you have to live at. We have to live in the now, because tomorrow don't exist yet. Yesterday don't exist no more. It's gone. The only real existence is right now. So you have to ask yourself, am I being a righteous person right now, and let that thought guide you through the days, all right? Now, anybody that want to give the explanation of what they think that means, that's fine too, okay? Now, I might run that back again after the break. We'll see, okay? But right now, we're talking about love. You know, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse because I've been pretty busy the last few days. I've done a lot of talking, you know? But I'm trying to keep it as clear as possible. So just bear with me on that, all right? So basically, we're talking about love. And what's love got to do with it? That's a good question. It's just the verb that wrote the song. I don't know if she wrote the song or not, but she sang it. What's love got to do with it, you know? Love has everything to do with it, because love is so important. Now, the heart... A lot of us don't know, the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. Wait a minute. You mean the heart communicates with the brain? Why do you think people go so crazy over the females, over the guys? Because their brain, when the heart starts communicating like that on that level, the brain just go absolutely wild. But they don't know that they're getting communicated from the heart, you know. And the heart also gives out hormones. And sometimes when you're around somebody, you can like feel the negative hormones around your heart. And they say, But I don't like being around this person. But you can feel a positive hormone. You say, oh, boy, I love being around this person, you know? And it makes a difference. The hormone makes a difference. So you got to be careful when you do things with people, what buttons you push and all that, because if you push the wrong buttons, right, the hormones, right, well, you're creating negative hormones in the person. So you don't want to make a person jealous just to see if they care about you. That's not what's up, right? So what you need to do is instead of pushing their buttons, right, let me give you my definition of love. Because love is an action word. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Think about that for a minute. Didn't say love is the act that makes you feel good. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And hopefully by making others feel good, it will make you feel good as well, right? Because you're bringing a smile to somebody's face. And I think that's pretty important, okay? Now, there's ways to think about that particular thought. If you're going to do something, now when you're in a relationship, now you know what buttons to push to piss that person off, you know? And you know they don't like the same thing. And you know it's not going to make them feel good when you do it. Why do you do it? Just don't do it, you know? When me the other day, so sometimes she don't just push the button. She lean on the button. Nah. I said, boy, you're the first female that admits that, you know? So you have to be careful. And when we say, well, love's got to do with it, love has everything to do with it. Because if we can't love each other, right? Okay, I'm trying to get this switchboard. Okay. If we can't love each other, we don't know how to love each other, how are we going to function in groups? How are we going to work together, you know? It seems strange that we're in all these churches and mosques and synagogues and all that, you know? But we treat each other like crap because we don't know what love is, see? I know one person said that, well, I want people to love me the way they love themselves. I say for myself, I know a lot of people that if they love me the way they love themselves, I'd be in trouble. Because we got a lot of people out here that absolutely hate themselves, you know? And the people that hate themselves, you don't want them to treat you the way they treat themselves. You know, they're popping pills, they're drinking, they're smoking. Oh, man. They don't want to play up all night long. You know, and they don't sleep properly or nothing, you know? And that's not where it's at, you know? You really, now, because what I tell them, I say, look, if you're going to love me the way Jesus loved you. Now, that would be a good guideline for me, because don't love me the way you love yourself, because, you know, it'd be frying it. You know, my sister's had a beautiful hair, they'd be frying it up because they don't like the way it looked, because they want the hair to look like somebody else's hair. They'd be cutting their lips off, and big, wonderful kissing lips. They'd be cutting them all, cutting their nose down, where they get all the air and oxygen in, going to the brain, which makes them so intelligent, you know what I mean? They'd be cutting their nose off. I mean, they just literally what we call hate themselves, you know? And so that's something that we have to, so something we have to deal with, you know? Now, it seems like the signal from the switchboard, it's flipping around on me. I haven't been on the air in a minute. I thought whatever problems I'd be having would be worked out, but I evidently it's not. So we're just going to keep going, because it's going to go into the archives. And if you miss it this Sunday, you can always go into the archives and listen to it a little later on, okay? Now, back to the topic. Now, I can talk about love all day long, you know, because that's what's going on. We need to learn how to love each other, you know. You say, well, when you make a mistake, you say, well, nobody's perfect. See, the 1% push that stuff at you like that. So you can have an excuse for making a mistake. And you'll make it again. Well, nobody's perfect, you know. But because you make mistakes, that's part of your perfection, you know? I mean, it really is. You can't just, well, you could, but it's beneficial to you when you make that mistake to learn from it. And don't keep making the same mistake over and over and over. They got an old saying about that. If you make a mistake, right, and you keep doing over and over, and you're doing the same thing and expecting a different result, it's the mark of a crazy person. If you bang your head against the wall ain't moving. And every time you hit your head against that wall, stays in the same place. See, to me, you would get a hammer. You don't move that wall or something else, rather than banging your head against it. So we don't want to keep making the same mistake over and over. And we have to learn from those mistakes because you were designed to learn from those mistakes. Okay? That's how you were made. Now, you notice I didn't say create. That's a whole topic by itself, but we don't get into that right now. You were designed, you were made to make mistakes. And you're also made to learn from those mistakes. So you can learn what you did, how you did it, the way you did it, the whole nine yards. And that's where we're at. See what I'm saying? Now, we're talking about love. Now, what I want to do is switch a little bit, okay, and get into one of the portions that we're going to be doing every week. Now, we're going to go through economics, politics, religion, history, you know. So this week we're going to do a little economics this week, okay? Now, we ask ourselves, when we get out of high school, how are we getting to be so much trouble out here? It just don't make sense, you know? Can't save no money. Money going in and out. We don't have nothing. Just absolutely silly the way things is going on. Well, here's what's going on. We have a thing that you call the 50% budget. Now, the 1% wants you to do 10%. But 10% ain't enough. Soon something happened, everything is gone. When you come out of high school and you get that first job, don't be in a hurry to move away from mama and papa. All right? I know you want to get out of there so you can be free and wild and do what you want to do. But this is about economics for your future. Okay? The ideal thing, right, when you first get out of high school, because you got the energy to do it, you work two jobs, right? Now, how you manage the jobs is that you get 2 days off on a weekend on one job and 2 days off during a week on another job. See what I'm saying? So basically, you're only doing double shift 3 days a week. The rest of the week, you work on one shift so you can go home and sleep and get your rest and all that and prepare for everything, you know? Now, here's the thing. Most jobs pay about $10,000 a year. That's what they do. So what you need to do is you want two jobs. Make your budget, and you got to write up a budget of what your expenses are. Make your budget and your expenses off the first job, right? So once your expenses go up to the first job, all the money you make from the second job, you just put on the side, and that gives you $10,000. Then the next year, you have another $10,000. Well, that'll give you $20,000. Now, with $20,000, you can go down sure sell a foreclosure, right? They have them in every city, every state. Shirk foreclosure and sheriff's sale and pick up your house. Cash up. You have no mortgage, no nothing. All you have to do is spend a little money as you go along to fix the house up the way you want it. Now, the best thing to do is to find that three-story house if you can find one. If you can't find one, then do a two-story house. But do a three-story house. You live on the first floor, right, in the basement. Because some houses are only two stories. So you get on the first floor in the basement, that's like a house. And you can funk that sucker out so that you can be living nice and comfortable down there, you know? And then you can rent the top two floors out. So when you rent the top two floors out, then you have, you rent them out for $500 a month or $700 a month someplace. Depends on how well you fix it up. You might get $700 a month per unit. That's $1,400 a month. See what I'm saying? Now, if your job is paying $10,000 a year, you're making about $300 a week. 3 4 is a 12, so that will equal one. That will just about equal one job, right? So once you do that, then you, if you want that, want to have a nice new car of the year, right? You get another part. You get another house, and you rent that out. Now the money profit that you make from that house, right? There's a new car. You know, that's your new car payment. But I don't recommend buying a car on payments. I recommend just whatever's in your budget. If you got $2,000 or $3,000 in the budget, just go ahead and buy something nice for about $2,000 or $3,000 to ride around it for a while until you get enough property where you can go down and pay that $10,000 to $15,000 for a car. So when you buy a car, what you do, you're actually purchasing a car from yourself. So you buy a car for $3,000, you put yourself on a payment plan to pay that off in 2 years. So once you pay that off, you get your money back from the car, right? And you charge yourself interest for a loan. So now you paid yourself interest on a car loan and all that, and you just keep that going. And all any repairs that have to come from the car will come from the car payments that you've been making back for yourself. You know, that's how that works, okay? Now, here we go. If you, and until you get to the point where you have enough, where you can go down and for the next car you buy won't be a $3,000 car. It'll be a $6,000 car. The next car you buy will be maybe a $12,000 car. Until you buy a brand new car, cash up. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Especially if you're purchasing a building. If you're buying a building and you're getting set up, then that will work pretty good, you know, because you'll be able to, each time you buy a building, you're clocking $1,400 a month. Well, if you buy a two-story building, you know, renting rooms out for $500 a month, you got 3 rooms upstairs, then that's another $1,500 a month. See what I'm saying? So you get 4 houses and you can quit them jobs. You don't have to work at those, you don't have to work those jobs anywhere. We at least quit one of them. Until you get on a property where you never have to go to work for anybody ever again. And that's how it works. So you don't have to work all your life on a job just to get just so somebody can give you a gold watch and a pen, you know, for working and making them 100 times an hour what they're paying you, you know. So that's the whole thing work when you deal with economics, but you have to put yourself on a 50% budget. Now, that you can do the same thing to pay your way through college once you start buying a property. You want to go to college to learn something and to get something, you know, then you can do that. If you want to be more knowledgeable about the business or about rental income and all that, you might want to go to school and get the realtor's license or whatever, you know. So that you can get better deals on a property other than short sale foreclosure. So there's a lot of ways you can do the thing, you know, but you just have to stick to it. And you have to be dedicated that this is what you want to do and this is the kind of money that you want to work, now you want to make. Now we say, well, how do I know how much money, you know, that I want to make? Well, that's the easy one. That's one of the easiest ones you can do. Now, the first thing is, what kind of car you want to drive? You know, but most cars are clocking $300-$400 a month, you know, plus insurance, gas, and all that. You're looking at $500 a month for the car. So that's $500 a month right there. Now, how do you want to live? Most places are $1,400 a month. A nice place, a house, nice place is $1,400 a month. That's $2,300 a month right there. Well, you can't do that on a $1,500 a month job, okay? So that job is not going to get you to live where you want to live at. You know what I mean? So, but if you work the job to go through this process to make the kind of money that you need to live the way you want to live, you can do it. Through this process with a 50% budget, buying a property like this, you can clock up to $1 million a year if you want to. Your limit, there is no limit to how much you can make and what you can do, you know. The only limit that you have right now is the limit that you put on yourself. That's the only limit that you have right now. And we can get, you know, and most of us literally don't want to live the life that the job, according to the job that we have. Most of us don't want to live that way, you know? What I'm going to do right now, we're coming up on a half an hour break. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go for a little commercial thing here so that I give a shout out to a few people. That's what I do, you know? Yeah, a lot of people out there that's trying to give us information, that's trying to do things for us. And we need to, you know, just pay back a little bit. You know, pay them back a little bit for the effort that they're putting out on the radio. You know, that I don't charge for the shout-outs. I just give them a shout-out, so the shout-outs are going to be quick. I'm not going to get into the whole of my story, you know, talking about an hour. So what I like to do is this Elohim Radio Show every Sunday at between 7 and 8 p.m. Philadelphia, U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Okay. Now, I don't know. My switchboard has stopped lighting up. So those of you who are on now, I don't know if you can still hear me or whatever, but I'm going to keep broadcasting because I have another number locked in. And that number is working perfectly. So I'm just going to assume that you can hear me, but you won't be able to call in to give me, you won't be able to call me to give me no shout out or talk. And that's okay, since it's the first time I've been on the air in a minute. We sort of let that ride for a while, okay? But I'm going to check the number again just to make sure that you can hear me out there as I'm broadcasting, okay? Let's see here. The caller number is 561-453, all right? 9230. I said the wrong number. 9230, okay? That's the calling number, right? So you dial that number, and the radio host will tell you what to do once you call in, okay? So I'm calling in now to make sure that you're hearing me out there, because switchboard is like, and if you can hear me out there, then I'll just keep going. And you just won't be able to say anything this Sunday on the show, okay? Oh, boy. I just dialed the wrong number. I hope I didn't give the wrong number. It's 516. I just did 561. So it's 516. So the number is 516 9230. That's the number, okay? Let's try this again. I'm sitting here looking at the number and dialing it wrong. So I'm just doing this just to check to make sure that you
can. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
There we go. Okay, so I'm in. So it's broadcasting, so you can actually hear me out there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just, I'm going to keep going. Now that I know you can hear me out there, I'm just going to keep going. And so you won't be able to talk or say anything, but I will just keep going. And we'll go from there, okay? Now we have a new CD release, okay? I just want to check one more thing. No, I'm not. I want to put myself up there. So we have a new CD release, a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. The CD link is CD Baby / CD / Elohim Christ 2. Any help, if you purchase the CD, we appreciate it. That's what's keeping us on the air, the sales of our little CDs and stuff, okay? So we appreciate it. You can go on down CD Baby and check us out. And if those of you who have Amazon, right, you can go to Amazon, and we're on Amazon, Spotify, we're all over the place out there. And if you just want to listen to a CD, you can go to YouTube. Jesus is Coming, Elohim Christ, 10 tracks. And the CD will come up, and you'll see a little blue guy sitting up there with his leg folded, like he's shining coming through the clouds. That's me. So that's the gospel CD. That's all about Jesus. That's what I'm singing about. Because I think that, you know, I think he's a very special person, okay? Now, when you ask yourself, we talk about Jesus coming back. When you ask ourselves, is Jesus coming back? Well, how is he coming? Where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of his mother's womb. Like I said, I'm not going to debate you on this issue, but he popped out of Mary. So how he got in Mary, well, that's a whole other issue. But as far as I know, he popped out of Mary's belly, okay? And I think that if Jesus is going to come back, he's going to come back the same way he came the first time. He won't come through one of the sisters' wombs. So you sisters out there might just want to think about what you're dumping. The child you keep might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And brothers, you got to understand, see what I'm saying? Sisters need help with them babies, the little big-head babies. Understand? So once you, I know you have a lot of fun making them, you know what I mean, but you have to hang in there with the sisters and keep that thing, and, you know, and look out for the little ones, because they really depend on that male energy, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Veronica Scriptures, Part 2, The Christ Has Come. For more information on a CD or book, you can just, Lord, the name of the switchboard, and yeah, you can just, you just call me at TCCA, Toronto Church of Christ in the Law, at 215-758-7581-1703. I remember my old number. That's crazy. 215-758-1703. Now, that number's from 9 to 5. That's the business line, okay? Also, I'm now in the gold business. Yes, I buy and sell gold. For more information about that, you can call me at the same number. We talk about that with the carrot bars, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, The Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing blanks. So I thank Will I Am for that tidbit because he turned me on to Horace Butler, and it was a real eye-opening thing for me to, you know, to read about Horace Butler, okay? Now, we have a Legacy Information Show hosted by Brother Mac on Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The calling number is 319-527-6199. I hope I didn't give the wrong number out this week. No, I copied it right from the board, so 16561. Okay. That calling number for the Legacy Information Show. It's 319-527-6199, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to Sun 752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Call him at 319-427-6199. Now, I know I give all these people a shout out, but when I listen to the show, unless I'm on the show, they don't say nothing about me, but that's okay. Like I said, everybody's consciousness is in a different place, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word just for you, so check her out, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her on her Nikki Love Unam, that's WURM.com. And you can pick up on our website. We also have the URA, that's an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey, right? And they have meetings on Sunday, so if you want to contact us about the UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association, you can call us at any time. You can call Mark P. at any time, 267-371-43. Or you can call Elohim, which is me, at 215-758-1703. I got a few hats on. Now, we also have RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, you can call 609-638-5828. We have, I know there's a lot of shout-outs, but I think that it's worth taking that little 5 to 10 minutes to give people that are on the radio pushing and doing things at a time, okay? Now, we have to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton. He has about 7 CDs on the market. And he's writing on the name of our Yesterday's Child. So you can check him out on YouTube, or you can go to CD Baby and check him out. Okay? His contact number is 267-259-4077. I also want to give a shout-out to Taylor Pennsylvania Academy. I stick my chest a little bit. That's my daughter's company. Licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. So Taylor Pass has before and after school services in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children and service care, the calling number is 610-638-8352 from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay? Her email address is taylortoplearningacademy@gmail.com, okay? Instagram is taylor_tops_LA. I ain't down with Instagram, so that's what it is. I'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7345. And Dr. Bill, his number is 61561-3064. If you're sick and are not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, nobody really deserves to be sick. I'm going to pull that comment back. So call in and don't worry. You'll be healthy once you start talking to these guys, okay? All right. Now, we would like you to practice with, I don't know, my mom used to say all the time, start living to eat, eat to live, and then with eating right. So that's going to be one of the topics for next week, next Sunday. We in the economics this Sunday. And we're talking about what love got to do. And every Sunday we're going to be talking about love. Because to me, it's just so important, because we have to be better. We have to be better at this love thing, hold on for a minute here. I have to check something. Something I want to see. I hope I don't cut myself off the air. I've done that so many times, and I don't want to do it now. So I just want to make sure what's going on out there. Because I started sitting out there on my normal 200-something text, 516-453-9230. Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure that I put the right number out there, and I did. Okay. So we're good. Okay. Now, okay, we only got about 20 more minutes left, so what I want to do, I'm going to take a minute here. This song here, Jesus Comes to Me About Your Baby, was prompted by one of my children's mothers. Oh boy, almost their baby mamas. Oh man. But I'd be in trouble by saying that. And I'd like to play this just to have it so you can hear some of the stuff that's on my CD, okay? Okay. That's one of my songs off the CD. So, Jesus, come see about your baby, because we're all children of God. So, okay. And that was done by one of the children's mother. She always tell him, come see about your baby, come see about your baby. So, I made a song out of it. And I kind of liked it, so I just stuck with it, okay? Now, let's get back into the main topic. We're talking about love. Yeah, we're already talking about love because it's so important. And that's why the communities are in disarray right now, because there's just not enough love going on, you know? And the things that we do to each other for no reason whatsoever just don't make no sense, you know? We're just going to go over some of the things we're talking about. We talked about love. We're talking about love. Love is an action word. Love is the act that makes us feel good. Okay? And so as we're talking about that action word, we have to, as we talk about that action word, we have to know that it is an action word. An act that you commit has to be about love. It has to be generated from love, you know. But let me explain it to you a different way. Love is a gift to you, but it's not for you, it's for the people that's around you. That's how that works. It's a great gift when you can love people, you know? And everybody can't, I mean, it's hard for everybody to love one another, you know? I see people checking in here that weren't just expecting to call in early, but they didn't. Well, since they did check in, we only got about 10 minutes left here. So I'm going to let look with him, that Brother Mac, give you a shout out about his show. Now, we didn't already explain what his show is, because we give out the shout outs during the halfway through the hour. But now we're in the love portion, so I'm going to give Brother Mac a little love here, you know. I know it's standing up, but I'm going to give him a little love anyway. It just went up. Okay, let me cut this person off here. I'll cut the wrong mic on. Sorry, I know you're not racist, but yes, hold on. Brother Matt, I don't know if you can hear me now. You're on the air. Switchboard lashing crazy.
Good evening, brother. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity to check in.
Listen, I was late getting the notice. And so I missed the first 20 minutes or so, I think I may have missed your explanation as to what love is, and of course your introduction. What's love got to do with it? I immediately thought of Tina Turner, who did the song, What's Love Got to Do with It, and of course she was kind of referring to the lack of relationship between amorous love and the kind of love that you're espousing. I don't know. I would like for you to clarify that for me. When Tina asked the question, I think she was saying, you know, what's love got to do with it? Let's have sex. I'm pretty sure that's not what you're saying, but I'm asking you what is the relationship? You say what's love got to do with it? What is the it we're talking about?
Well, the it we're talking about is the conscious understanding of how to treat each other. That's the it I'm talking about. And
right.
We don't know how to treat each other if we don't know what love is. And if we don't know how to love, how can you treat a person? How can you lovingly treat a person if you don't know what it is? You know what I mean? So when you talk about interacting with each other, when you're talking about doing things for each other, things like that there, you know, it all should be generated from the act of love. And if you're doing something for somebody and it's generated by the act of love, then it's that love that's in you is a gift for not only the people you love, but for everybody around you, because everything that you're going to do is going to be done out of love. And you missed the first passage I read. Every week I'm going to read one passage out of the Bible. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just read what's in red, because I think I was alluding to that yesterday on the show. Everybody's conscious mm-hmm. understanding it. And I don't read the explanation of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, how they're trying to explain what Jesus meant. But that's like asking a 10-year-old to explain what a 50-year-old is talking about.
Right.
And they'll give an explanation, but after a while, you're going to say, wait a minute. There's got to be more to it than that, you know? But if you go in just what Jesus is talking about, then you give it a better understanding when you just read what's in red. And that's this particular passage that I read out of Mark actually put the finger on that. But I didn't close the book. So it's about now, you know what I mean? What you're doing now to bring in righteousness. See what I'm saying? So be committing righteous acts now. It's all about now. The future don't exist. The past, it don't exist. The only reality is right now. So the acts that you're committing now will bring you into righteousness if there are acts of love. I'm saying the book. So as I read the passage, so people can tell me what they think about it if they want to, if they have any thoughts on it. I don't debate the book. So what are your thoughts on that passage? That it's all about what you're doing now, bringing in righteousness.
Well, I'm remembering some time ago hearing you explain that love is what you do to make others feel good. Am I wording it right?
Well, it's an action word. It's the act.
Right.
That makes something good. Yeah. Or love is what you do to make others feel the same thing. And the language is, you know, the words mean the same thing. So, yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. And that passage was suffer to be so now. Well, this it become of us to fulfill all righteousness. You know what I'm saying? So that was my take on that passage. You know, what are you doing now? You know, it's like the song that the sister made. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. And if we understand the act of love, then we can stay in love all the time. And we can live, we can be in love, and everything begins to become wondrous around you, you know, because, you know, you get back what you give out, so you do what you sell, you know. And when that love starts coming back, it's just amazing, you know, like that. So basically that's where I was going. Even the act of sex, if you're doing it to make the other person feel good, you know, then you don't get caught up, well, you know, it's one of me. You don't get into that, because as long as the other person's really enjoying the act, then it's fulfilling for you too, see? But now, it would be nice if both parties had the same understanding. It's just a little weird. You're on the top hitting that sweet spot and then you don't get yours. You start to rethink this.
Yeah,
thing, don't we?
Yeah, when Tina's song was popular on the airways, I kind of mused. Say, what's love got to do with it? Say, you know, you just brought back to my memory. The question that was raised in my mind, like, heck, love's got everything to do with it, because you only want to do it with somebody that you love. But again, love has meanings above and beyond those that we use on a daily basis, or that we have come to get a mind picture. When we use the term, and I was listening hard when you said love is an action word, meaning that that let's see, as an action word, I have heard entertainers and masters of ceremony, you know, cough, they give the brother or give the sister some love, meaning show appreciation, show the performer or the actor that you appreciate them by making a joyful noise or clapping your hands or all of the above. And I remember when I in college, the question of what is love, I think it came up in English, and there was a fellow student, a young woman who got up and gave a dissertation on what love was, and in the process of giving that, what she summarized was she said love is a promise. And I'm thinking, I guess it is, and I'm sure it is to her, but I'm thinking of the 50 people, the 50 of us students who were in that room, in that classroom. I was wondering, I bet you that there are 50 different definitions of love, and hers was the one that was outstanding, because she said out loud what she thought it was, and she said it's a promise.
Promise, right?
I'm sorry.
You said promise, right?
Promise, yes. Love is a promise, and I could kind of relate to that. Because when you profess to love, you are promising that you're going to treat that person in a special way.
See what she say love. She's on record, promise to do what? You know what I mean? Cause you got... I promise you that I love you, and I'm gonna bring the whips out and the chains, and we're gonna have a good time. She let that hang in big time, boy. I promise her one thing. You better straighten that out where she follows.
Yeah, well, I
want to give the call. Thanks for calling. You gave me some chuckles today. We laughed all day. So.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you, Brother Mac, for calling in. And I already gave the commercial on the show, so everybody knows where you're at. And this is Elohim Speaks. And we're going to be here every Sunday from 7 to 8. And maybe the format is that love is every week. But we're going to go through real estate and politics and history and all that. But we're going to do it through love. And every week we're going to read one passage out of the Bible. And I'm going to give you my take on it. And then you can let me know what you think about it. But we're not going to debate the Bible with you. The only thing I want to do is get your understanding of it, and that'll be the end of it. So I ask me to go back and forth with you on the book, because everybody's kind of understanding, and I like to respect that. You know? So with that, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your levity on the show. It's really good. And we'll be here next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Right? And don't forget next Saturday, the Tune Into Brother Mac show, Throw your number out there right quick, Matt.
Well, from 6 to 7 p.m., Legacy of a Nation is the telephone number is 319-527-6199. That's Legacy of a Nation. And thank you,
okay.
Brother Elohim, for being there with us. And much love, sir.
Much love. I'll be chatting with you later on, or maybe next week, okay?
Be well.
All right, love you.
Yes, sir.